Welcome to this week's episode of the Neurobiology of Sex Behavior podcast. My name is Annette, and I'll be your host for today's episode about brain-derived neurotrophic factor, also known as BDNF. First, we'll touch on what it does, why it's important in maternal behavior, and why we care about it. One of the main characteristics of BDNF is that it's just everywhere in your body. No, really, you can find it in your brain, including the hippocampus, amygdala, cerebellum, and cerebral cortex, but it's also found in the lungs, liver, and the heart. And another key fact about BDNF is that it doesn't have one specific role, but it's involved in many, many roles, which makes it really hard and tricky to remember what it does. It's like the more you learn about it, the harder it gets to understand. And of course, you can do a simple Google search and all that, and it'll tell you that it's involved in growth, maturation, and maintenance of nerve cells, neurons. But what does this actually mean? BDNF stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Neurotrophic just means having to do with the growth of nervous tissue. And I already mentioned that BDNF is important for maintaining nerve cells, but more specifically, BDNF binds to tyrosine kinase receptors, which are transmembrane receptors located on the cell membrane. And when BDNF binds to these tyrosine kinase receptors, it leads to various events that promote cell survival and proliferation, which just means cell division. It also promotes axon and dendrite growth, and it also helps with memory formation. And I just want to point out, I think with BDNF specifically, there's just so much that this protein does. It's really spectacular. But I do have to say, that doesn't make a student's life any easier when they have to learn about it. So my goal for this episode is to help you, my fellow undergrad, with understanding how it's involved in sex behavior specifically. BDNF was first isolated in 1982 and has been studied since. We know that if BDNF isn't properly expressed, this can lead to more aggression and more mounting in male mice. BDNF is also required for appropriate and social behaviors in males. Now you might be noticing I'm emphasizing the word male here, and that's because we don't know too well how BDNF impacts female social and sexual behaviors. The research paper that I'll be focusing on today was published in 2018 by Kristen Maynard and colleagues that specifically looks at BDNF's role in female typical behaviors. But before we get into that, I wanted to bring something up. Maynard states that even in 2018, which was just 3 years ago, there was no study that looked at BDNF's role in female typical social behaviors, especially in mating and maternal care. Now what's up with that? Let me digress for just a minute here because this is actually really important. So in my neurobiology of sexual behavior class, we talked about how there is a lot more research on neurobiology of male sex behavior compared to female sex behavior. There's several reasons for this, of which I'll just name a few. A lot of research on sexual behavior is done using rodent models. And in these animal models specifically, males mount the female to copulate. And only after they mount do females begin the copulation actions themselves. So researchers tend to see males as initiators of sex behavior, whereas females are just responsive to the male initiating this behavior. Also, females have menstrual cycles, so hormone levels fluctuate at different time periods, which researchers see as another variable they have to factor in or control. But by neglecting female sexual behavior research, we're also neglecting to understand half the human population. So the next time you're in biology or psychology class and the instructor only talks about males, raise your hand and ask, well, what about the females? All right, now let's get back to BDNF. So this 2018 paper looks at the role of BDNF in female mice. And as I mentioned earlier, BDNF is found many places throughout the body, but the researchers looked at BDNF in the hypothalamus specifically, which is a brain region that controls a number of things, including body temperature, sleep, and emotional activity. Researchers first decreased BDNF levels by 50% in female mice. This led to inappropriate parenting behaviors, such as lack of nest building for the pups and just neglecting their pups in general. And this unfortunately would lead to the pups dying because they didn't have a caretaker. This paper also looked at female mice copulation. When female mice copulate, they go into a position called lordosis, which is this characteristic arching of the back that makes it easier for males to mount. But BDNF lacking females couldn't go into lordosis properly. And when males were placed into a mating cage with these females, their genitalia were often injured. And this prompts me to ask a couple questions. Why couldn't the females go into lordosis? And why were male genitalia injured when they tried to mate with them? To talk more about this phenomenon, I've decided to bring in a fellow student, Brandon, to share his expertise with us. Hi, Brandon. Thank you for joining us today. Why do you think the lack of BDNF led to the inability for female mice to enter lordosis?
Hey, Annette. It's nice to be here today. So, you mentioned BDNF plays a role in neuroplasticity and that it helps axons and dendrites grow. If there is a significant decrease in BDNF, I would expect a decrease in axon growth, which would impact how neurons communicate with one another. If neurons can't communicate with one another, then it's harder to produce specific actions, which would mean that the female mice can't enter lordosis. You also mentioned BDNF is involved in memory formation, so it could also mean that the female mice don't know or remember how to go into lordosis.
Thank you for your thoughtful answer. That all makes sense. But why do you think male genitalia were injured when they tried to copulate with these female mice?
That's a good question. I think the males weren't directly affected by BDNF, so I would say that they continued to mate as if they normally would, and that their genitals were injured in the process because the females were shown to not be receptive to this mating behavior.
That also makes sense. Thank you so much for your time. I'm glad Brandon could join us to give us his thoughts on this paper. All right, now let's get back to talking more about the results from the paper. What I also found was that when female virgin mice didn't have proper expression of BDNF, they even attacked other pups. So to put that into perspective, that's basically saying you're attacking someone else's kid, which is just awful. And that's just because of one small protein. Doesn't that put into perspective how powerful this protein can be? So even though BDNF plays major roles in promoting cell survival, axon dendrite growth, and memory formation, it has so many impacts on female mice sexual behavior. And I'll end my episode with that thought. If you take away one thing from this podcast, I'd like for that to be how BDNF plays incredibly important roles in female typical sex behaviors, which can affect their pups as well as their potential male partners. Yes, it plays important roles in neuroplasticity, but this can also impact female sex behaviors in mice models. And yes, BDNF is still a complex protein, and it may be really challenging to learn about it, but we wouldn't be alive without it. All right, folks, that wraps up my episode for the Neurobiology of Sexual Behavior podcast, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.